Viking Nation, it's Friday night, and Lounge Life Football is on the air. This is the Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. Tonight, our Lounge Life Vikings will take on the Rams of Newton High. And if you remember last year, both teams put 8 on the board in the first quarter, and neither team scored again until the fourth quarter, and that was with 9:39 to go, when the Vikings took a 14-8 lead on a Jerome Daniels 9-yard touchdown run. The extra point was no good, and that would prove to be the decisive thing in the ballgame. Lowndes had a 29-yard field goal attempt blocked. Newton took over and marched down the field, and aided by 4 Lowndes High penalties to score on the last play of the game. The extra point was good, and Newton defeated our Vikings 15-14. Tonight's matchup should be a good one. It's homecoming. And with this win, Coach Mack would pick up his 200th victory. And, of course, our boys remember last year. The Vikings are 4-0 on the year, when, Newton being 2-0 on the year due to 2 games being canceled because of weather. Let's take a look at region standings. Camden is 4-0. Colquitt is 4-0. Lee is 2-0. That's because they've had 2 games canceled because of weather. Lowndes 4-0. Tift 4-0. Valdosta 4-0. Camden is at Wayne County tonight. Wayne County just 1-3 on the year. Colquitt, who is 4-0, will host Pelham. Pelham 3-0. A good Pelham team this year, but of course, I don't believe there'll be any match for Russ Pro's Colquitt Packers. Lee County 2-0. They are home versus Terrell. Terrell is 0-3, and of course our Vikings 4-0 versus Newton 2-0, and the way Newton has been playing, they could also be 4-0. Tift County 4-0, they're home against Albany, which is 0-3. Valdosta 4-0, they're home against a Veterans High out of Macon, Georgia. The Veterans 0-3, of course, they are a 4A school that's just starting to play some football. Other games around our area, Berrien County 2-1's off tonight. They had a nice win over Clinch last week to earn this bye week. Brooks County 1-2, their home versus Perry, which is also 1-2. Perry, a 4A school, but I think Coach Maurice Freeman's Trojans have something for him tonight. Clinch County 1-2, they're 0-1 in the region. Their home versus Irwin. Irwin County. And the Coffee County 2-1. I'm sorry, Coffee County is 2-1. They're 0-1 in the region. Their home versus Glen Academy, which is 2-1. Cook County, 1-2. Tomorrow they play Islands High in Savannah, which is also 1-2. Lanier County, 1-2. They are on the road. They're home versus Wilcox. And Valwood, 3-1, is at Tift Area, which is 4-0. Valdosta State, 2-0 on the year, comes home to host arch rival Delta State. The Statesman is 1-0 after a big victory over Fort Valley State, and they're ranked 14th in the nation. You'll want to get out tomorrow and see that ball game. It's time for our first break on the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County's Countdown to Kickoff Show. When we come back, it's off to Martin Stadium for homecoming and the rematch with the Newton High Rams. Along with Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking voice crew, I'm Wes James. We're going to take a 6-minute break, and when we come back, I'll be back in about 45 minutes. You're listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box high above Martin Stadium. And you are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. I'm your host, Bill Osborne. Alongside of me, Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers, and we'll hear from Wes James in just a little while as we get closer to kickoff. And Taylor, one of the things we talked about this week is, can you believe this is game number 5 of the 2014 season?
It sure flies by, Bill. You're absolutely right. But even though it is game 5, this is one we've had circled for a long time, ever since last year when the Newton Rams,
Yeah, the Newton Rams
came into Martin Stadium and beat us on the last possession, 15-14. But yeah, we're halfway through the season. Hopefully we're only a third of the way through the season is what I like to tell you when you tell me that. That we've got a lot more football ahead of us. We've got 10 more games after this one that will be played.
Yeah, and that is absolutely the goal that every team sets out when the season starts. is to be in that final game in December. And, of course, if you're playing at Thanksgiving, we always say that, you're doing real well that year, and then it rolls right into that first part of December. Let's talk a minute about last week. Rockdale County comes in, the Bulldogs undefeated, a very good football team that I think the Vikings handled very well.
Absolutely, Bill. This is a mutual opponent that we have with Rockdale County. They're in Newton's region.
Right.
They came to play. They drove it down our throats the first possession. They said, "Hey, we're ready to play, and we're gonna put up a battle." They did. You know, score was tight for a little while, but you know, I think in the end, our depth and attrition really kind of wore them down. And we were able to get out in front. What a great balanced game we had on offense.
Yeah, it really was.
You know, 180 something yards passing,
240 I think running.
Yeah, it was a good game. Austin Dixon really played probably one of his best games in the year and a half we've seen him play. You know, he didn't do anything to get us in trouble. You know, he didn't take multiple sacks in a row. The offensive line played great.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you expect out of a football team. Hopefully, we can build on that. Move it into the night, because look, region play starts in 2 weeks, whether we're ready for it or not.
Absolutely, and everybody, you know, the fans started thinking, oh well, Rockdale County comes in here first series, runs it right down the field, goes in, scores the touchdown, and it's 7-0. But we talked to the coaches this week and spent some time with Coach McPherson at his coaches show on Tuesday night. Want to remind everybody that's at the Mill. They're in Baytree Road in Remerton. Get out there to the Mill on Tuesday night, 7 to 8 o'clock. What a great night. It was a better show last week than it was the week before, and it'll continue to get better. I mean, just a great atmosphere as well. But he talked about the kids got to the sideline. They settled them down, went back out there. The offense goes down, gets a field goal. We're still down 7-3, but we continued to battle through. And the Viking offense just came alive. And the defense held them until the fourth quarter when we had a lot of subs in.
I agree. Tell you what, let's go down to Marty Rogers for an equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. You know, we did experience a little weather. Marty, give us kind of your take on what it's like down there right now on the field.
Taylor, I'm of course, it's the rain has quit. We got a good little shower here a few minutes ago, but it has stopped. Feels a little damp, but overall the conditions are good. Slight breeze in the air, so it's a great night for football at this moment if the weather will stay away. But, you know, we've got the radio blaring out here at the stadium, and I've talked to a couple of players as I came out on the field, and there is a different look in their eye tonight, guys. They're definitely excited. They are ready to go. Even in the coaching staff, you just kind of see a different look. I know it's still non-region, but this is our last non-region game, and these young men are ready to play.
Marty, flipping over to the Newton Rams, what does their size look like and speed on that side of the field during warm-ups looking like?
Well, looking at them, I think similar to last year, they've got a lot of skill. They're not as big up front as some other teams that we do face in, you know, some other 6A teams. But they do have some size, but they have a lot of athleticism. They're very, very skilled looking. Standing here close to number one, their great receiver who last year caught the game-winning touchdown there in the final seconds of the game over a great corner for us and Brandon Roberts. They went through him three times. Brandon defended all three well. We remember we actually tipped that ball, and then this receiver here caught it. Looking at him, he's a big, muscular, strong guy, but you can definitely tell they got a lot of speed on their team.
Absolutely. We'll get into that a little bit later as far as the breakdown of our impact players on the traditions flooring impact segment. Marty's going to try to make his way to find the coaches for our interviews now.
Well, I'll tell you what, while he's doing that, I mean, we're a little bit early. Let's go ahead and take our first break of the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance Countdown to Kickoff. We'll take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we'll have those coaching interviews for you, and we'll start getting you set up on our impact players for tonight's game against the Newton Rams. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All right, welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County Countdown to Kickoff. And I'm your host, Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And I know, Marty, you were looking for the head coach for Newton, and I think he may have gone back to the locker room. We'll keep an eye out for him as we talk about a little bit about setting you up for tonight's game. Of course, give us a little what the weather kind of looks like. We talked about we had a little shower, but what have we seen tonight?
Yeah, my days as a weatherman, I think, are done. Last week I said, look, you know, a little bit of clouds, but I don't think it's going to affect us, and then the bottom fell out for about 20 minutes. You know, disclaimer here, I still am not a weatherman. I did not look at the radar, but it's dark. It is dark, and it's rained a little bit earlier. But it's not raining at the moment. Looks like everybody's prepared for the weather. And we will be going down to the field in just a minute.
Yeah,
looks like the coaches are going to talk to the officials, make sure everything's okay there. But, yeah, over towards the mall, it is dark, dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, south of town, it looks pretty light. But towards the mall and back that way, north of town, it does look pretty dark.
Yeah, so if you're on your way, go ahead and bring a poncho. Go ahead.
Exactly. I hate to interrupt you, but I was also going to say, behind you, it's extremely dark back there too. You can actually see the rain falling. Of course, you can see the rain falling north of us up towards the mall. Only thing really looking good right now is south of us. So hopefully we can avoid some of this. But it's definitely back behind y'all. It's raining pretty good.
Thank you, Marty. While we're waiting on the coaches, should we get into our impact players? Or probably going to break away from that pretty quick.
Yeah, we'll break away from that before we really get started. I do want to thank a lot of our sponsors. If you get a chance, go by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com, and stop by and tell some of those sponsors thank you for their support of Lowndes High Athletics and for the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, because of what those sponsors do. We get the opportunity to put that show on for you every Tuesday night, and it brings you baseball and basketball as well. So what things we do during the football season really help as we continue to bring you broadcasts of all those sports. Also want to thank those that sponsor our Friday night broadcasts, folks like Johnson Distributing, Benefit Advisors of Georgia, Auto Team of Valdosta, Fussell Tire and Service, Choice Automotive, General Rental Center, Griner Automotive, Brooker Insurance, Cass Birch, The Pool Store, Wright's Heating and Air Conditioning, Horizon RV Center, Southeastern Federal Credit Union, First Franklin Financial, Gondoliers Restaurant, Peaceway Counseling Service, Shiver Carts, Astro Exterminating, Austin's Cattle Company, Crystal River Seafood, Southwest Georgia Bank, Comprehensive Women's Health, the Pipkins Motor Company, and Napa Auto Parts. And thanks to all those folks. And really, it's an effort for the community to get out, get these advertisers on, and be able to get Lowndes High football on the air for you as well.
Looks like we do have Marty with our Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. Let's go down to Marty for an interview with Coach McPherson.
Guys, I am standing here with Coach McPherson. Coach, last week your team had a big win over Rockdale County. Your offense scored 45 points, and Austin Dixon played extremely well, threw for over 150. I thought probably the most balanced performance all season. Talk to us about the play of your junior quarterback and how important is that balance for your offense?
Well, Dixon had a good week. You know, he's been getting better. Got a lot of experience, you know, under his belt. We don't try to balance things out. We try to win. So, you know, if they're going to let us run the ball, we're going to run the ball. But obviously, if they pack us up, now you got to throw it. And I'm not saying we're not going to throw the ball, but everybody knows we're run first.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, Coach, last week, LaXavier Patterson didn't play. He came out warmed up, wasn't able to go. What's his health like? And also, I see Ahmad Sneed in uniform. How's he doing? And I hear he's back full bore ready to go.
We're going to hold Patterson out. We're trying to get him 100% for Moultrie. He is, you know, getting better each day, but he is not ready. Sneed is 100%.
Good deal, Coach. Well, Coach, flipping over to your defense, there were some question marks coming into the season this year. You had some returning starters. Everybody knows about Brian Bell, Nate Brantley, and Corvion White's had a great year. But talk to us a little bit about the rest of your defensive line, because they were a little bit unknown coming into the year, and I think that they've excelled and played well up to this point.
They have. They're getting better, you know. White is the ringleader. Austin played last year. We're going to need a big night from them tonight. We're going to have to take a step forward tonight.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, Coach, what are the keys defensively to stopping this high-powered offense of Newton? Because we know they have a lot of athletes and their quarterback's very good, dual threat. What do we need to do defensively to slow them down?
Well, you know, I know I said the same thing in the big plays. We don't want to give away the dumb plays, you know. Try to keep them in front of us. You know, play great swarming defense. They got a lot of athletes. They're going to make some plays. We just don't want to give up them big ones, you know.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, Coach, I know they came in here and beat us last year. I know your team and your players have not forgotten that. What's the focus and intensity been like this week getting ready for Newton?
We've had a really good week of practice, and they're wanting to come out here and play better.
Coach, thank you. Also, real quick, I know it's homecoming, too. Is that any distractions? Does that affect your team at all? Or the boys able to kind of put that aside and play football?
No distraction.
Good deal, Coach. Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring Coach's interview. We will try to get that interview with Coach for Newton in just a minute. Looks like maybe ready, Marty. No, another official steps in to butt us out there. We're going to keep it right here, though. That interview is just moments away. I want to thank Chick-fil-A. They're one of our sponsors for the Press Box, and they provide us all the meals, everybody from Kenneth White to
Charlie Cruz,
everybody. Want to thank them. We do have Coach for Newton. Let's go down to Marty with Coach for the Newton Rams.
Thanks, Taylor. We are here, of course, with Coach Banks. And, of course, Coach, your team got off to a great start, 2-0. But, unfortunately, you've run into some weather the last few weeks. Of course, we got weather again around us now. But your team, the last 2 weeks, the games have been canceled. One didn't even get to start. One did. How has that affected your team, and do you expect any rust tonight?
The most important thing to me is that we're healthy. I mean, same thing for you guys. This game don't count in a sense. I mean, it counts. But to the purposes, everybody starts off 0-0. You guys got to go play Conquest, and then we got to play Tucker in 2 weeks. So this is just preseason us and just getting ready.
Absolutely. And, of course, the region play is you're alluding to there is ultimately important. But, Coach, last year your team came in here. Your defense gave our offense fits. Your senior, A.J. Palomino, I think we called his name 100 times last year. But talk to us about his play and his leadership. And who are some other players on your defense that you're counting to step up and lead your defense tonight?
I mean, he's a prototypical Mike linebacker, much like you guys had with Jackson and even got with Bell. He come downhill, and that's what he wanted to do. He want to come hit you in the mouth. And, you know, kids, you know, take on that person, you know, that attitude of coming downhill and hitting you in the mouth.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, obviously playing physical is the key to the game, but what are some other keys to your defense and stopping Lowndes and slowing them down tonight?
You know, you guys have been able to pass the ball, but that's not what Lowndes is about. Lowndes is about smacking you in the mouth and smacking you in the mouth and smacking you in the mouth. So, you know, we've got some other kids we expect to step up. A sophomore, Jaquan Henderson, defensive end outside linebacker, and even our nose tackle, sophomore, McStanley Watson. They had to watch this game last year, didn't really play, and so they'll get a chance to play it. But we want to make sure, you know, we force you guys to pass. You guys beat us passing. I'm going to say Coach McPherson hand and say, good job.
Coach, well, I understand that. But flipping over to the other side of the ball, last year your offense came in here and put some points on the board. And I know in your first two games they put a ton of points on the board. But you're led by your junior quarterback who was very impressive last year as a sophomore. He's already thrown for over 600 yards even in just the first two games. But talk to us a little bit about Romario Johnson, his leadership, and also who are some other players on that offense that he's going to try to get the ball to tonight.
Well, I mean, he's a junior, but, you know, a year in this offense, he understands the offense like I do. You know, people aren't necessarily going to believe when I said this. We're a triple option offense. He goes to the line of scrimmage with three plays every time. So all we're doing is looking at the defense, and he's making the decision. What you guys do will dictate what he does. And because he understands that, he's able to lead the team, and he understands that I don't have to throw it 100 yards. I can throw it 5 to get it, you know, to get 100. So he'll be... You know, we got our biggest weapon. Everybody pretty much knows number one, Devontae Jones. He's our bell cow, and we need a play. That's who we're looking at. But we've also had some other guys step up, Malik Huff, and, of course, number 14, Artis Hobbs. And, you know, we've got a sophomore. Skill-wise, I think I'm as talented as we probably would be in a long time. For us, it's going to be, can those guys up front block your 5 up front because they're awfully special.
Well, it's scary to hear about a guy like Romario who's got his – physical tools to go along with that mental ability. He's definitely very, very good. But, Coach, last year your team came in here and got a great victory over and really a great football game on the last second play there. Talk to us a little bit about what kind of confidence that gives your team coming into this game this year.
I mean, I think anytime you come down here, and this is where football is played, when you get down here, you pass it on the exit and you see Martin Stadium and you see, you know what I'm saying, you see it, you get intimidated. One thing I know that tonight, we're not intimidated. I mean, I don't know if that'll help us any. That might be a little too much cockiness. I hope not, but we're not intimidated tonight, so hopefully, you know, that won't be the case. I think other teams, you guys are good anyway. Then you add in this crowd and this stadium, it'll make anybody scared.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you talking with us, and we wish you the best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Marty. And that wraps up our Traditions Floor and Coach's interview. Tell you what, we're about 29 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a three-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. This is the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. And we are getting you ready for homecoming 2014. Our Lowndes High Vikings play host to the Rams of Newton High School. And this is going to be a wonderful football game. I'm telling you what, we got fired up teams on both ends. Newton coming, having won here last year. Lowndes ready to make some revenge. I just expect a real good football game tonight. And as we get into that, let's talk about some of these guys we think are going to make an impact on tonight's game.
Absolutely. Rams and the Vikings are both out on the field still warming up. We counted Newton has 51 players dressed out tonight. We're going to take a deeper look into those to get you set up for some of the ones we think might be an impact. And, Bill, there was a few to choose from tonight. We're going to narrow it down. But some of these guys were impacts in the game against us last year, which means they're only more mature.
Yeah.
You know, they've gained another year of experience. So I'm going to start with the Newton offense. I got to look for number 8, Romario Johnson. He is their quarterback. He's only a junior. And remember, the numbers we're telling you for Newton is only through 2 games.
Yeah.
Because that's all they completed. They've only played 2 games so far. They started another one, but they didn't get a whole game in. But he, on the season, which is 2 games, is 27 of 35 passing, 77% completion rate, 623 yards. The kid's averaging over 300 yards per game passing.
Wow.
He's got 9 TD passes. You heard me right. 9 TD passes in 2 games. He's only thrown 1 interception. Marty mentioned it in his interview. He's a dual-threat guy. 17 rushing attempts for 159 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. The guy has been responsible for 11 touchdowns. Keep an eye on number 8, Romario Johnson. He's their quarterback. He's their guy that's going to do some damage. He's my Newton High impact player.
Taylor, he is an impressive player. I was just really impressed watching him last year, and I know he's gotten better. You heard Coach talk about him and his ability at the line of scrimmage, but he's got to have somebody to throw the ball to. And tonight, I think you got to look at their receivers. Their leading receiver is DeAndre Huff. He's got 8 catches for 201 yards and 2 TDs. Again, that's in 2 games. But you heard the coach. Their bell cow, their main target is number 1, Devontae Jones. He is a senior. He's got 6 catches for 146 yards. He's also thrown it once, y'all, and then he also completed that for 54 yards and a touchdown. But Devontae, he's an incredible athlete. Watching him warm up, he's got size, speed, he's got the whole package. And last year, if y'all remember, he's the one who caught the touchdown again over Brandon Roberts there at the end of the game. But that's the players I'm going to look out for tonight. That's my Traditions Flooring impact players for the Rams offense.
Well, offensively for the Rams, I'm going to stay in the backfield as well. Number 2 is Kirk Taylor. He's a running back. Remind everybody, only 2 games. He's had 9 carries for 166 yards. That's an 18 yards per carry average. He's had one that's 80 yards long. He's got 2 touchdowns. They like to throw the ball, but they're going to run the ball as well. And like I said, this guy, Kirk Taylor, with 166 yards. And then you throw in their quarterback, who also has, you know, several yards rushing as well, another 159 yards rushing. They can run the ball. So my impact player for the Newton Rams offensively is going to be number 2, Kirk Taylor.
Flipping over to the Lowndes defense, trying to defend that Newton offense. I got to go with our defensive line, guys. I'm going to key on 3 players. Number 30, Corvion White, he's a senior. Number 50, Malik Austin, he's a senior. And number 53, Michael Wright, he's a senior. There's a few guys that are interchangeable on that line, so I'm not sure exactly who the starters are. Dakota actually plays some time there, also known as New Guy.
Newman, there we go.
So, you know, that position, those 3 guys I just mentioned have accounted for 33 tackles. 12 of those are losses.
Wow.
12 of those are for losses. We've got to put pressure on the quarterback. This guy's a dual threat, but if we're in his face all night, he's not going to be able to pass. And if we're in his face from the defensive line standpoint, that's going to allow, you know, us to contain him, hopefully, and push him to where we've got extra tacklers. Those guys are my tradition scoring impact players for the Lowndes High defense.
Absolutely, Taylor. We definitely have to put pressure on him. But, guys, I'm going to look at our corners, and that's both of them are seniors. It's Alex Brown and Carlos Lee. They haven't made a lot of tackles this year. Carlos only has two and Alex has five. They really haven't been tested a whole lot this year because of the pressure our defensive line gets. But I believe tonight, with this quarterback coming to the line of scrimmage with three plays every time, he's going to be able to get the ball out some, and our corners are going to have to cover. They're going to have to come up and play press coverage some. We just can't give them dink and dunks the whole night. But Carlos Lee and Alex Brown have to play good tonight. I have a feeling they will. I think they're up for the challenge. But tonight, they're my tradition scoring impact players for the Viking offense. I mean defense.
Well, I tell you, we heard the coach for Newton talk about that this guy, the quarterback, and how he runs, and then he likes to throw the ball. He doesn't have to throw it deep down the field. He'll dink and dunk you. He's got guys that he can see open, and they can get yards. We're going to need number 7, Jalen Marable, and that safety position to step up tonight. I think he's going to make an impact for our Lowndes High Vikings defensively. On those little short, over-the-middle passes, you're going to see guys like Jalen Marable be an impact player tonight for our Lowndes High Vikings.
Absolutely. Trying to put points on the board for our Lowndes High Vikings tonight, whether it's going to be through the air or on the ground, we got to have an offensive line. Our offensive line stepped up dramatically this season. I think we're much improved in that position. They're starting to gel where we got some leaders that have got multiple years of experience. I'm going to go with every one of them. Number 57, Brian Rowe, is where it starts. He is a senior. Number 52, Dwayne Hart. He is a senior. Number 64, Cole Rigdon. He is a senior. Number 76, Brandon Buford. He's a junior. And number 74, Tariq Adams. These guys had a great game last week. Austin Dixon did not get really hurried, in my opinion, too much, and had plenty of time to sit in the pocket and make the throws that we needed him to. And the stats played about just about how they blocked. I mean, we passed for a lot of yards and we rushed for a lot of yards, and it's because of these guys and giving them time to do what we need to do, which is going to be very important as we go on throughout the season, because we're going to face much more stiffer competition on defense than we will in the first couple games. So they're my tradition scoring impact players tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings.
Taylor, in the Covington newspaper this week, the Newton Rams coach, Coach Terrence Banks, said if Lowndes wins, we're going to have to throw for 300 yards. He said we will not win the football or win the game by running the football. He alluded to that some in our conversation with him just a few minutes ago. But I think Austin Dixon is going to have a good game tonight. As long as this weather will stay away, I think we will throw the ball some. We will loosen them up with the pass. Last week, Austin was 12 of 18 with 152 yards and 3 touchdowns. I really think you'll see Austin come out tonight and throw the ball a decent amount, and I think they'll have a good game. But I also want to talk a little bit about his leadership. Only a junior, but his second year starting, I really think he's maturing in that role. And I think his leadership last week when Xavier Patterson went out, he stepped up and he really took control of this offense. And I look for him to do that again tonight. He's my tradition scoring impact player for the Viking offense.
Well, offensively, as an analyst, I'm thinking, you know, this is a chess game. This is a game that the coach for Newton said Lowndes is going to have to throw 300 yards. We showed last week we can throw the ball. And Coach McPherson says he doesn't care about balance. He cares about a win. So it doesn't matter to him if we rush for 300 yards or we pass for 300 yards. So as I'm thinking through this, do we take the opposite of what Newton said? Are we going to be able to run the ball? Yes, I think we run the ball. We are a run-first team. So I really think that maybe our passing won't be as necessary as maybe we think it will be. And offensively, I think the rushing will be the ones that make the greatest impact. Guys like Alex Brown. We talked to Coach McPherson Tuesday night, talked about Alex. He was our leading rusher last year, has not touched the ball a lot because he's needed so much on defense. But Coach told me he needs to get the ball a few more times. Dez Copeland, who is our leading rusher this year. Those two guys, as they're going to come in and out tonight and they'll spell each other, I think they're going to make the greatest impact for our Lowndes High Vikings offensively tonight. So my impact players are dual threats, number 21, Alex Brown, and number 33, Desmond Copeland. And that is my traditions flooring impact players for the Lowndes High offense.
Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Newton Rams, I'm going to go with who Marty mentioned in the interview with Coach Banks, number 56, A.J. Palomino. This guy is all over the place on the season. Again, reminder, this is only through two games because they haven't played two because they got canceled due to weather. He's got 15 tackles. Eight of those were solos, and he's got one of those for a loss. He is a senior. He is a leader for this defense at linebacker position. And against us last year, I hate to say it, but he had 11 tackles last year against us. That's really leading the way when it comes to the defensive output when it, you know, for a linebacker. I mean, goodness gracious. Guys all over the place. Keep an eye on number 56, A.J. Palomino. He is my tradition scoring impact player for the Newton defense.
Taylor, you're absolutely right. Palomino is an exceptional athlete, but their leading tackler right now is number 28, Jaquan Henderson. He is only a sophomore. You heard Coach Banks say that he watched the game last year, really wanting to play. But he is an absolute beast. Watching him warm up, he's got a lot of athleticism. He's got 16 tackles in two games, 11 solos, five of those behind the line, the tackle for loss. He is an exceptional defender, and I think tonight he's going to be the key because I think we'll key on Palomino because we remember him from last year. And I look for Jaquan Henderson, number 28, to have a big game for them, and he's my tradition flowing impact for the Rams defense.
Well, on the defense for the Rams, I'm going to stay in that same backfield, and a linebacker, number 32, number 32, Lazarius Tinsley, a linebacker. He's a senior. He's got 10 total tackles in these two games they've played, three of those for loss, and a guy that just gets in there, plays really hard. He is a complement to Henderson. Obviously, these two guys play very well, much like Bell and Brantley do for us. So my impact player for the Newton Rams defensively, number 32, Lazarius Tinsley.
Those are our Traditions Flooring impact players. Remember, make an impact on your home by choosing Traditions Flooring. We're about 14 minutes away from kickoff. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. And you are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff. As we are bringing you tonight's homecoming game between our Lowndes High Vikings and the Rams of Newton High School. The Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have taken to the field. You hear that in the background, and you know it's time for Lowndes High football. The clock says 11 minutes, and it continues to tick down. We'll have the coin toss for you. We'll have it live right here on the countdown to kickoff. And now joining us in the press box is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. You've been down on the field. You talked to the officials, and I hope you told them that they had a bunch of penalties last year, and we don't expect that this year.
Well, we actually talked about how the game ended last year. But I want to tell you something. Down on the field, and if Marty's listening, I think Marty can verify this. Watching them warm up, being next to their team, they're rather cocky, Bill. Kind of cocky and arrogant. And you go back on our side, our guys are wired.
Yeah.
Coaches, you know, they say everything rises and falls on leadership. One of the things we normally look at is how our coaches are reacting to the coaching situation, to carrying out their duties. Our coaches are very, very focused. Our players have been very, very focused. And I think Newton's in for a ball game.
Well, I do. Obviously, I think that they are very, very talented. I'm talking about Newton. But I do think the Vikings have got a mission on their mind tonight. We were almost going to cut up just a moment with Brian Bell, but he had nothing. I mean, he had tuned us out completely, and we made the decision, absolutely, we don't need to interfere with that train of thought. These guys are ready to play tonight. We're going to take a three-minute break here as the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen play our national anthem. When we come back, it'll be time for Lowndes High football. You're listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be back after this three-minute break. And welcome back inside the Commercial Banking Company press box. We are high above Martin Stadium, bringing you Lowndes High football, and you are listening to the Georgia Farm Bureau of Insurance of Lowndes County countdown to kickoff as that clock continues to tick here in the pregame. 6 minutes and now under six, 5 minutes, 59 seconds, and it will be Lowndes High football time. Wes, we were talking before we went to the break, before we had the national anthem, about the officiating group and how we played really so poorly last year with all the penalties. And I know you've seen the team. What are your thoughts about how we're going to play versus all those penalties. 13 penalties, 122 yards last year.
And like I say, and four of those penalties came
in the last drive.
In the last minute and 33 seconds after that blocked field goal. There was a hold. There was a pass interference on that side of the field. And then we had two encroachments, which kept that. But the pass interference came on a fourth, and I think it was a third and 31.
31, 34, something like that.
And anyway, I think tonight you're going to see, of course, it's an Albany crew, and it's a mixed crew tonight. They've got guys that are in and out.
Fourth and 31.
And they've got guys that were in and out, different things going on. And but I think tonight you're going to see a much more focused Lowndes High football team.
Well, and we talked about it. It does look that way, even from our distance here. You and Marty were down on the field. I know that these guys, and they've been talking about it since the end of the game last week. Austin Dixon, our offensive player of the game, he came down and we talked about that, that he said this team has had that date circled in red on the calendar. Let's go down to Taylor.
Captains tonight for the Newton Rams, number 8. Ramaria Johnson, number 34, Jordan Manson, number 56, A.J. Palomino, and number 57, Benny Gingelli. The captains tonight for your Lowndes High Vikings, number 7, Jalen Marable, number 8, Luther Washington, number 30, Corvion White, and number 50, Malik Austin. Several of our tradition-scoring impact players right there as captains tonight. So they're Coach Mack, and we are expecting big games out of them tonight. Just about 33 minutes and 51 seconds left till the kickoff. We will have the coin toss in just 1 second. You know, Marty's making position down there for that coin toss.
Well, as the captains continue to come out, the Vikings have spelled out Vikings, the Bridgemen have spelled out Vikings on the field and continue to play in the background. And we talk about this week in and week out, the pageantry, the excitement that these Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen bring to this football game. And it just adds to what is already here. The fans, the crowd, this football team this year, their team unity. I tell you what, this is I got a feeling, I'm not saying predicting anything, but it's a special year, Wes.
It has started out being a special year, Bill, and we've got a game tonight we've got to concentrate on and focus on and talk about and the broadcast. And then after this game, we can talk about other things. But right now, we've got a football game.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, we heard the coach from the Rams talk about, he said, you know, oh, this game, it means something, but it doesn't mean something, et cetera, et cetera. And he's already looking forward to Tucker in 2 weeks. And he even commented, well, you guys will be looking forward to Colquitt. No, this team is looking forward to the Newton Rams tonight.
Captain, I have heads, I have tails. What do you want, heads or tails? What did he say?
Heads.
He didn't say heads. If I drop it, we're going to do it again. It is tails.
Bill, stop. Look, listen. Here come the mighty, mighty Mikey.
Ball. They're deferring the second half. Your ball. Which way you want to kick? All right, Red, come over here.
Hey, guys, we won the toss, and we elected to the first. So they're getting the ball, and we are kicking with the field house to our back.
There you go, as Marty gets you all the action right down there live on the field as our Lowndes High Vikings have made their way onto the field. The Newton Rams coming from the south end zone have yet to come out onto the field. The Georgia Bridgemen sprinting down the field to go get their spot in the stands. I tell you, last week they had the eighth grade here, so the Lowndes band went into the stadium, stands across from us, and now they're going to be back in their normal home in the end zone stands, as things should be, if you will. And so I'm excited about tonight's ball game. The clock now ticking under a minute. Want to thank Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance of Lowndes County for their support.